hurricane. It could be brave or just insane. We'll have to see.
Cause maybe in that sleepy town, you'll sit one day, the lights are down, you'll see my face and think how he used to
know me. Behind these hills, I'm reaching for the heights and chasing all the lights that shine.
The lights that shine,
they let you down.
Just another day of
get up off the ground.
Just another day of
the morning rolls around and it's another day of sun.
I hear them every day. The rhythms in the canyons that'll never fade away. The ballads in the barrooms left by those who came before. They say we gotta want it more. So I bang on every door.
And even when the answer's no, when my money is running low, the dusty mic and the envelope are all in need.
And someday as I sing a song, a small town kid'll come along. That'll be the thing to push him on.
This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. My name is Ginger Nichols, and you're listening to Radioactive. That last song was Another Day of Sun from La La Land, the wonderful movie musical. And I don't know, am I saying that this show is about to be as good as La La Land? That's for you to decide. I will leave that completely up to you, because if it were up to me, I'd say yes, because, I mean, I love hearing myself talk. That's why I'm on the radio. Anywho, it's Tuesday, and it's, like, almost raining outside, and it's honestly making me a little bit sad, but I'm embracing the sweater weather while I still have it, because soon it will be very, very gone, like 100-degree days. If you're not from Chico, oh, God, if you've just moved here and you're about to experience your first Chico summer, I feel really bad for you. Make friends with someone with a pool. That's my advice. Anywho, let's get straight to the music. I've got lots of fun things to talk about, lots of fun songs to play. So let's not waste any time. It's already 6:34, 6:35. I have two clocks in here and they're never on the same time. So, you know, trust issues. Anywho, let's start it off right with The Feeling by Sammy Ray. So please enjoy. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. My name is Ginger Nichols and you're listening to Radioactive. Stay tuned and please enjoy.
Na 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 na.
Oh! Oh, and it ain't worth it.
Don't grow without the rain, goodness. Don't grow without the pain. a day as it breaks, an impression in your window frame. When you saw me out your window, you say from the garden, only the beginning, I'm only getting started. Out of my digging, baby, all work hard. I've been washing dishes, singing from the bottom, but one day I'll be running this place, and one day I could take you away. Want you to wonder what's my name, cause I need you to want me to sing. Cause when you saw me washing dishes, sing from the bottom, only the beginning, I'm only getting started. I don't mind digging, baby, all work hard. I've been in the ashes, sing from the garden, where everything reaches for the sun. Still unsure of what we become, but I need you to reach out to me. Seeing me more than I could see, cause I'm afraid that one day is only two words we say. I don't wanna let them get in the way. All these plans that we should be making right now, right now. Cause who took the time, where did they take it? Wanna take it back out of. One day I could take you away, but I want you to wonder what's my name, cause I need you to want me to sing. Cause when you saw me out your window, you sang from the garden, only the beginning, I'm only getting started. I don't mind digging, baby, all work hard. I've been washing dishes, singing from the bar.
This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. My name is Ginger Nichols, and you're listening to Radioactive. That last song was Washing Dishes by Jack Johnson. Anywho, there has been a news. There is... Someone's dropped an album, and it's like the most famous person on earth. Taylor Swift dropped her new album. What's it called? Tortured Poets Department, I think. Now, here's the thing. I'm not a Swiftie. I never claimed to be a Swiftie, ever. But I also don't hate Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is a topic that I, like, usually stay away from on my radio show. And I usually don't play Taylor Swift because she's so famous and popular that I feel like my target audience wouldn't appreciate a discussion on Taylor Swift. But here's the thing, she released an album, and it's like, if I'm gonna talk about it, now's the time, because she released a freaking album, and it has 30 songs on it, and it's called Tortured Poets Department, which I'm like, okay, how tortured can you be from that private jet? Anyway, yeah, I don't know. I started listening to it, but again, like, not a Swiftie. Don't really listen to Taylor Swift. The appeal of Taylor Swift to me is that I used to listen to her religiously when I was in like second and third grade. And so all of her old albums, like the original Red album and the 1989, all of those albums from like long ago, those are the albums that I like can get down to. And I can be like, oh yeah, I remember being an angsty little elementary school student, like, wanting more out of life. It's funny, I listen to those songs now and I'm like, okay, wait, I did not know what those lyrics meant back then, but I totally thought I did. Anyway, I love Taylor Swift for that reason, but I don't really listen to her new music. And I noticed that her new music kind of sounds just very similar to me. Like, to me, there's not much variation, although I've said that before to people and they've like talked to me in length about why I'm wrong about that. And I totally respect that. But I started listening to her new album, Tortured Poets Department. And I got like 3 songs in before I was like, this does not float my boat. It doesn't bake my potato. It doesn't, you know, I can't think of any other analogies. But it just didn't do it for me. And I encourage you guys, if you guys are like, oh, I want to hear Taylor Swift, and like, go listen to it. I'm not telling you not to listen to it, but it was 31 songs long, and I felt like, wow, that's a lot. That's a lot of music for it kind of all to sound similar. But then again, I didn't listen to the whole album, so who am I to talk? I feel like, though, my opinion on Taylor Swift is quite unpopular, I feel like, because most people that I talk to either have a very strong liking of her or a very strong dislike of her. But regardless of that, she, when her album came out like a few days ago, she sold 1.5 million copies in the first 3 days, which completely just annihilates that record, by the way, for that amount of time, for that many copies of her album sold. So although I might have mixed feelings about her, I mean, clearly the public has spoken, and they love her. So there's that. I'm not going to play Taylor Swift. If you thought that this was like a segue into like, by the way, the first time ever, I'm going to play a brand new Taylor Swift song. No, you can listen to, I don't know, one of the other radio stations for that if you want. I won't be offended, by the way. I get it. She's more popular than me or whatever. It's fine. Whatever. I'm not offended. Go listen to Taylor Swift. Anyway, but if you'd like to stay here and listen to me, this next song is Easy to Love by Couch. I'm such a liar. That's not. This next song is September Told Me by Juice. So please enjoy. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. My name is Ginger Nichols, and you're listening to Radioactive. Stay tuned, and please enjoy.
Got me like, whoa, 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 I didn't know. playing a risky game, fools, knowing the penance to their name. We sons I watched from the sidelines. It's a beautiful match, but it wasn't mine to play.
Easy to love.
This is FM 90.1, KZFR, Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. My name is Ginger Nichols, and you're listening to Radioactive. That last song was Back Pocket by Volpec. Anywho, I'd like to let everyone know that Radioactive is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Pure Clean Carpet and Tile Care, featuring eco-friendly soap-free detergents to restore most flooring products. Pure Clean also cleans upholstery, tile, grout, and laminates, and they are locally owned small business. Pure Clean services Chico, Orland, Willows, and The Ridge. Details, testimonials, and appointments at purecleanchico.com or at 530-715-1232. And by Kyle Porter of Paradise Audio Services, providing PA systems, rentals, and audio engineering in Butte County since 1995. Services include concerts, parties, weddings, reunions, and meetings. Kyle also offers mobile digital live recording on location. Paradise Audio Services can be reached at 530-519-2202 or at paradiseaudioservices.com. And by Edible Shasta Butte, celebrating the abundance of the North State season since 2007. Edible Shasta Butte is a quarterly magazine sharing in the edible community's goal to connect consumers with family farmers, chefs, and food artisans of all kinds. Edible Shasta Butte is available from Butte County to Oregon to the Oregon border and online at edibleshastabutte.com. And by Chico Massage School, offering a massage therapy diploma for a new career in as little as 7 months. Programs begin every few months with full-time, part-time, and evening classes. Details by visiting chicomassageschool.com or 530-521-9397. Chico Massage School, training confident and competent massage therapists from 2020. Open Monday through Friday. So anyway, I was reading today, which might come as a shock to anyone who knows me personally, but I was reading today, funny enough, and I came across an article because I only read the funny articles, honestly, this week at least. I decided I was only going to read things that were, you know, entertaining to me, and I heard about this thing through this article called Stiff Person Syndrome. And I was in like the entertainment section of like some publication. And so I was like, oh, stiff person syndrome, like what, a nun in hip hop class? Ha ha ha, funny. No, it's a real condition and it's really sad. And Celine Dion has it, guys. Celine Dion, the queen, she has it. The queen of England is dead, but the queen, Celine Dion. Sorry, whenever I hear the queen, I just always go to the queen of England. That's my bad, guys. Anyway, sorry. Side note there. Celine Dion, she has stiff person syndrome. And it's actually a really bad condition where you have, like, muscle spasms. And you're all tense. And your muscles are all, like, stiff or whatever. And she was diagnosed in 2022. And I was like, is this old news? Like, was I supposed to know about this? This was, like, 2 full years ago. But apparently she has a new Amazon documentary. It might be a docu-series. I'm pretty sure it's just a movie documentary, though. It's coming out on Amazon Prime apparently later this year, although no date was actually stated in the article I was reading. But it's called I Am, Celine Dion. So I don't know grammatically if that makes sense, but I'm here for it, Celine. You go, girl. You know, loosen up if you can, but I get that you have a medical condition that prevents you to. So, and she also said that she was in like physical therapy for like 4 or 5 days a week. That's crazy. She's like really going for it. And she's like super motivated too. She was like talking in her interviews about how when she first got diagnosed, she was all like down in the dumps and being like, oh man, why me? Like, this sucks. Oh, because it does. And then more than nuns in a hip hop class, honestly. But now she's like super passionate and super optimistic and she's like really going for it. So I'm happy for her. And this also is not a segue into me playing Celine Dion. I'm sorry, it just wasn't in the playlist tonight. Here's a probably worse song than any Celine Dion song, but whatever. As if I don't pick the playlists. This next song is Sundress by Zoo Culture, which I do think is a really good song, by the way, guys. So please enjoy it. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. My name is Ginger Nichols, and you're listening to Radioactive. Stay tuned, and please enjoy. Daddy. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. My name is Ginger Nichols, and you're listening to Radioactive. That last song was Tricks by Stella Donnelly. Now, if you are an avid KZFR listener, then you probably know of Cosmic Kev. Kevin, if you're listening, hey, it's Ginger. I miss you, bud. Anyway, Kevin does a great show that I'm usually sleeping while it's happening, so I usually don't hear it, but I've heard it before. And he does a lot of horoscopes because he like is super cool with all the stars and all the planets and the moons and the dwarf planets and the all of the things, which are super cool or whatever. But personally, I really like to determine the horoscopes of other people based on my own personal feelings. Like, I don't really need the stars, I feel like, or the planets or whatever. I mean, okay, look, Kevin does it with such intelligence and so much craftiness and so much oomph, and it's beautiful. But I'm going to give you an alternate horoscope that if you didn't like your first one for today, then maybe you should take mine instead, because it might be exactly what you want to hear, but also take it with a huge grain of salt. And if you make a mistake in your life, just know that this was based off my own personal feelings and no fact or any sort of source of information other than my own heart, not even my brain, my heart. So let's get started without further ado. I'm just going to go in order of the months because I don't know what other order to go in. That's the order that I feel like. So, okay, Capricorn. Listen, Capricorn, I get the vibe that you haven't been spending enough time with your dog lately or your cat. So if you're a Capricorn and you have a pet that you've been neglecting, I think it's time to pull out the treats or maybe like take your pet on a walk or something. Aquariuses, you'll probably find love someday. It's probably coming. I'm guessing. I don't know. I get kind of like an iffy feeling, like, you know, like let the love in your life. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but you probably do. Pisces, it's okay to cry. I get it. You guys are emotional beings. And it is absolutely okay to let the tears out. I feel like that's going to be a way for you to process your emotions today. But Aries, I actually am sensing the polar opposite. I think you should stop crying. I'm sensing that you've been crying a little bit too much lately, and that some tough love might be exactly what you need. Opposite of Pisces, completely opposite. Taurus, whatever you're worried about, I'm sure it's fine. You know, like, chill out. It's okay. Deep breath. Inhale. Hold it. Okay. Exhale. Good. Boom. Move on. Taurus, get out of here. Gemini, pick one side and then stick to it. Okay. Stop flip-flopping. Gemini's, I get the sense that you can't make decisions to save your life. Pick one. Then stick with it. Heads or tails. Flip a coin. Roll a dice. I don't care. Make a choice and stick to it. Cancer, I've been sensing that you've been on kind of a bit of a spending spree. Stop spending money. This is just from one spender to another. I'm not a Cancer, but I spend like one. Stop spending money. It's in your best interest. Leo, I'm sensing that it might be time to buy that boat you've always been wanting. Go big or go home, you know? Really, like, you know, just buy it, go for it, whatever. It's up to you. Like, it's your time to shine. Your time to take on the open water. Get a yacht, or I don't know, one of the big boats. Well, how big are the big boats? Like 40 feet? Get a big one. Get a sailboat. Sail the seven seas. Virgo, not that I'm biased towards Virgos or anything, because my birthday is like in September or whatever. But you are amazing, and your life is great, and good things are coming to you, and you have so much love in your life, and you just keep going, girl, because you're just love and light and so funny. Everyone loves you, and your life could not be better. So keep doing what you're doing. Okay. Moving on, Libra, avoid chicken sandwiches. I'm getting a vibe that you're going to get sick from a chicken sandwich. So if you're like thinking you're going to KFC or like Chick-fil-A or whatever, maybe don't. I mean, it's up to you and your stomach. Scorpio, take a nap. I get the vibe you're really tired. It's okay. Take a break. Take a nap. Take a breather. Wake up and deal with it then. Okay? And Sagittarius, if you're thinking of starting a business, I would say don't do that. I don't know why. I feel like, Sagittarius, I feel like you've been making really rash decisions lately. And I'm I'm supportive, but I'm like, at some point, I'm not an enabler, you know? So stop starting businesses that you can't efficiently run, or starting projects in general if business doesn't, like, you know, resonate with you. But yeah, so if any of that resonated with you guys, to use the proper terminology, then you're welcome. You're welcome for that horoscope. So anyways, let's get back to the music while you sit with that cosmic message from my heart to your life. And legally, please don't follow any of my advice. But, you know, if you wanna, just go for it. This next song is Magdalene by the 502s, so please enjoy. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. My name is Ginger Nichols, and you're listening to Radioactive. Stay tuned, and please enjoy.
Wait around just a little bit longer. I'll be gone by the time of the end of this song. There goes the ghost of a girl I adored. Oh, Magdalene. Okay, I guess I'm a fool for hire. I know, I saw all the signs. It never is enough to be almost in love. And if we keep pretending, then we're wasting our lives. So keep the shirts I left at your place. They'll do nothing for me now except dress me in pain. And I know that love is a game. But if I keep losing, I don't want to play. And I could wait around just a little bit longer. I'll be gone by the time of the end of the song. There goes the ghost of a girl I adore. Playing my part, laughing at the tattoos left on my heart. I'm no good at good, I'm no good at goodbye. Oh, Magdalene, why even try? A little bit longer, I'll be fine by the time of the end of this song. So long to the ghost of a girl I adore.
This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, and we have just a few minutes left. My name is Ginger Nichols, in case you just tuned in the last 2 minutes and didn't hear my name. But anyway, it's Radioactive, and it's coming to a close, and it's been monumental, and it's been a good time. It's been a fun time between me and you, listener. If you've been here since the beginning, oh man, you have incredible endurance and tolerance, honestly. And if you're just getting here, count your lucky stars, okay? But if you want to tune in again next week, Tuesday, 6:30 to 7:30, I'll be here, and I will, yeah, I'll be here doing this. So if you liked it, tune in again. But I intend to end the show exactly as we started it. We started it with La La Land, the beginning song of La La Land. So I intend to end with La La Land. This is the epilogue by Justin Hurwitz. I'm guessing the composer of La La Land. And it's a legendary soundtrack. And this is a legendary scene in the movie, by the way. If you haven't seen it, it's absolutely heartbreaking. I won't spoil it because I would never do that. So without further ado, I wish everyone to have a great night and a great week and a great life if I never talk to you again. But please enjoy American Pastimes after this. And don't forget, this is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. Thank you.